You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tonight, we have a feeling we know what you're having for dinner. Jeremy and I were looking at this story that says Friday night is pizza night.
Because it's pizza night. It's Pizza Hut's annual pizza report. Which I love that they're putting that out.
The average person has pizza three times a month with a total of eight slices. Let me see. There's no way. I certainly don't have pizza.
I don't
nearly
either.
As often as I used to. Like, not even close.
No,
like,
yeah, I don't
maybe
either.
Maybe twice a year I have pizza.
Yeah, you start realizing the health benefits or no benefits, essentially, to eating pizza. We've definitely switched to the cauliflower crust when it comes to our pizza. And then I'm straight like margarita pizza now, too. I'm ditching the meat.
Which are good.
Yeah, they're super delicious.
Yeah, eight slices a month sound about right for you?
No, that seems high. But I can remember back in the day, it's funny, we just had this conversation the other night at the dinner table because we're talking about our metabolism, super sexy dinner talk. And Nick Nack was telling the kids, like, back in the day when I was a total gym rat working at the gym, I could pound down a large pizza in seconds and not even blink an eye, you know, just gone
we
in
had
my 20s.
We had a former partner on this show many years ago, woman, and she talked about how she was proud of herself, even in college. She said, I could get a large pizza and finish it by myself within an hour.
Yeah, isn't it funny to think about that you could do that?
Yeah, college days, what you could eat.
Yeah, you could, and it would just, you wouldn't even care. You're like, whatever, I'll burn it off. Bring me a second pizza. Let's do this.
Pepperoni's still the topping. And then they asked people, they said, what should never, ever even go on a pizza? And the number one answer was fish. And I think we all have to agree with that, don't we?
I think somebody
who wants to put salmon on a pizza,
you
need a stern talking to.
And it's the whole like anchovies thing, I'm sure, too. The other ones on the list are weird. I've never heard of beets, blueberries, plums, and kiwis. So those are some kind of fruity pizzas, it sounds like. But no, I don't think I'd want that on my pizza pie.
You know, and Friday is traditionally, at least in my growing up years, that was pizza day at school, where it was just like Jefferson Junior High, man. Every Friday was pizza day at the school, and we all got excited about that. So even if you were used to going through the, instead of going through the cafeteria line, if you went through the snack bar line, Fridays, you would go through the cafeteria line because it was pizza day.
Oh,
do they still do that, by the way?
I don't know if it's a designated day anymore. I think, you know, like my son's in middle school and they have like a 6-7 different choices every day that the kids can pick on what they want for lunch. Yeah, it's a smorgasbord. It's buffet style.
I mean, six or seven choices every day?
Yeah, every day. They've got a bunch of different foods they can choose from. And so he loves it.
Give me a pizza
and a chicken sandwich, or a chicken sandwich, or you can do like nachos or a smothered burrito, or they've got multiple things you can choose from now. And it's all free,
like,
thanks to that
snack bar thing that we had. We'd go get a Frito pie at the snack bar. So
yeah, it's all free right now, thanks to that law that passed, or that bill that passed last year. So yeah, he gets hot lunch every day. My daughter, she never gets hot lunch, cold lunch every single day. And Nick Nack's like, you want to do hot lunch? Mommy's tired of packing lunches. She's like, nope. Wants her cherry tomatoes and peppers. She's our fruit and vegetables girl. So
Wait a minute. So she takes a bag?
Yeah, it's a little lunch tote. It's like a little cooler thing, you know, zipper. Put your ice packs in it.
Yeah. She takes cherry tomatoes and peppers.
Her peppers. She likes her yogurts. Trying to think whatever other easy things that are, you know, palatable with braces that she likes to eat. So. Yeah. Wasn't it best, too, growing up when you had pizza, like, on Thursday night? And I remember to this day how my mom would wrap slices of pizza in foil and put them in my lunchbox. And I'd always crack that open and be like, hells yeah. Foil pizza day. Give me some of that. Yes.
I wonder if anybody else ever had a parent who, back in the day, when parents would send their children to school sometimes with a soda, you know, in your lunch thing. And my mom, I guess thinking it kept it cold, would take a can of Coke or something and wrap it in foil.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
put it in my lunch bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that still a thing?
I don't
for
know
other
if that is
too?
Scientifically proven, but yeah, I remember that too.
I don't think it did anything, but it might have been like a subconscious thing that you felt like it was keeping it cold.
No, I didn't do anything at all. It didn't help anything with the pizza, too, except maybe give it like a metal flavor.
And stick to it. When you pulled the foil off, the toppings would be stuck to the foil
right,
sometimes
like,
too.
What are we doing here? Yeah, yeah. Oh, good times. Good times.
Good times. Anyway, so there you go. They also say to bring it home. Thin crust, now the favorite type of crust.
Yeah, that's the whole save where you can with the carbs and everything. Cauliflower thin
true.
Crust is what where I'm at now in my
Didn't
life.
Didn't see cauliflower on this list, so
I suggest you try it because it's actually quite tasty. It's quite tasty. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's not the same, but it's tasty.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not one of those you go, ugh.
Yeah, but once you're eight slices in, you're still like, I'm healthy.